I'm Matt Godbolt.
And I'm Ben Rady.
And this is To's Compliment, a programming podcast. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Matt.
I was just looking at our To'sCompliment.org thingy-ma-jig.
Yeah, I was looking at that too.
I always type twoscompliment.org into my browser, and it seems like Chrome these days does the automatically, hey, you probably meant www.that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't do that, like if I use curl or whatever,
right.
I get like nothing. In fact, I think it hangs. Let me just try it now. I know what I was doing that. HTTPS twoscompliment.org.
Yeah, I get a redirect if I use curl.
So I'm literally just using curl HTTPS.
Oh, that, I'm not doing HTTPS. I'm just doing curl.
Well, everyone
curl
does HTTPS these days. All the cool people.
True.
And it's just hanging.
Yes. True. But I'm saying, like, if I just do curl twoscompliment.org, I get a redirect.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so, I think I would expect HTTPS.
I see. You are being redirected in. I see. Yeah. If I use HTTP.
Right. Because there's nothing listening on port 443. For whatever that is, right? Because I think it's
what
just
is.
A
I don't even know how this stuff's done. I know that I check stuff into the GitHub and something AWS.
Magic happens.
Yeah. So should we try and fix that? Is that a thing we
could do? Well, I think we should. I mean, there might be part of that. So, like right now, the way this works is, I think there's a CloudFront distribution, and then when you check something in, it like builds the podcast XML. The RSS feed, basically.
The RSS feed, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And then, you know, and the rest of the website, if it has any changes to load, is all static. So there's nothing to build. The only thing that actually gets built is the RSS feed. And then, you know, uploads that to an S3 bucket. And then that CloudFront distribution is backed by the S3 bucket.
Got it.
Yeah, that CloudFront distribution is backed by the S3 bucket. And then you have to like invalidate the CloudFront distribution to basically invalidate all the caches, right?
Right, because we're not doing anything clever with like cache busting URLs and things. And we definitely like essentially index.html to always be like, just come and get it again.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we could monkey with headers and things. I've done that before. But like the simple, straightforward thing to do for a tiny site like ours is to say, it's just all invalid. Like
right.
Literally no one really cares about the caching of this.
Exactly. So I'm trying to like, okay, so if I do an NS lookup, like in a
terminal,
right?
I was going to say,
right,
where does the DNS actually point
where
at?
Where does DNS actually point at? Or actually, I don't want to do a DNS lookup. I want to use like dig, right?
That's what the cool people do.
Yeah.
But I'm still old school, and
yeah.
I end up using NS lookup. But let's learn dig.
Yeah. So dig is giving me an A record.
A?
Yeah.
For so like, twoscompliment.org.
Yeah.
I think there's something funky. Kind of I think you can't have C names for the top level domain,
oh,
as I recall.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That's my, because there's always like a thing. I know my DNS provider had some hacky way of pointing the A record at where you needed it to be always.
Right.
But where are we? Where is the, who's our DNS provider?
So
our,
it
ours,
used to be
yours.
Hover. And I am pretty sure that I moved it. Let me pull up the DNS or the AWS console here and confirm that my memory is not failing me, because it very much, I think I moved it to
my memory
53.
Is still been full.
And I have a memory of doing this because I was like, oh yeah, if we're ever going to get this top level domain to work, like Amazon has some cool stuff that will make that work. And I actually reached out to the Hover support folks and they're like, yeah, we don't do that.
Right. I was using DN Simple, whatever, and they have like this fake, they have a name for it. It's like a made up type of record that's just like it's itself DNS lookup something else and then keeps changing the A record to point at it, which obviously is not great for all the reasons, but
yeah.
I think Route 53 or whatever it is on Amazon kind of does this out of the box.
Yeah. Now I'm starting to worry that I didn't actually move the domain.
Oh.
Hold
well,
on
that's
a second.
Smelly.
Yeah. What is even... Oh, come on, browser.
What dude, even are a domain?
Hover.
We just don't know.
.com.
What are birds?
What? I mean, are they real? I don't think they're real.
I don't know. Well, there's two. Yeah, that's true. Actually, there's two memes associated with the birds, isn't there? There's obviously the "Are birds real?" thing, uh-huh. where someone said they're all spy drones, and then obviously the thing that you and I shared a joke about is "Look around you.
Yes.
What are birds? Uh-huh. We just don't know." One might as well ask, "What are birds?"
Status redemption. What does that even mean? Bible. Yeah. No. Unfortunately, two's compliment. So that is almost certainly what that A record is. Is my is Hover's attempt to redirect you, and that's why HTTP works, but HTTPS does not, because Hover doesn't have any concept of the SSL cert.
So the A record for twoscompliment.org, that is the prefixed twoscompliment.org, mm-hmm. is pointing at Hover's own magic to do this. Is that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And obviously, they don't have our SSL cert, so they couldn't be able to serve up a redirect on port 443.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
So, could we at least set up the CNAME in Route 53, like now, and then test it with dig that it would work? And then, you know, then set up, kick off the process of like moving the whatever the.
Yeah.
Main record. And then we could at least go through that. So you can, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you, do you do this in the console, or do you Terraform for this kind of stuff?
I mean, generally I Terraform, but I don't actually remember what I did for two.
Fair enough.
I don't think I did set up any I mean, it would be really cool. I would love to add that Terraform into the CI build that does the deployment and everything.
Yeah.
Because right? you can do...
Just like our day job.
Right. Like, you just have it do a Terraform apply and then do the deployment. And then it's like, oh, I want to change the CNAME records or something. Like, that's a commit along
right.
with anything else that just gets applied automatically. And
just like, you know, you when know, we publish an episode, we just check in a
right
an updated thing to our like Python program that generates the XML.
Right.
And that's it. So
right.
yeah, it would be cool if it did that. Although, you know, also in fairness, right now, we don't have very many things to worry about. We've got a CloudFront distribution, we've got an S3 bucket, mm-hmm. and we've got DNS.
The
I don't know if there's anything else in there. So
yeah.
I don't mind starting out by like just doing this manually and then importing mm-hmm. it at a later date just mm-hmm. to see if we can get it working. Unless you feel like we should spend a, you know, 10-15 minutes
hacking
up a Terraform thing.
It's just
there's a lot of credential nonsense to worry about and CI and all that.
I agree with you, and the thing that pains me is that I did this before once for a bunch of my domains, and I have zero memory of how I did it, which means I'm going to have to learn it all over again
because
I didn't encode it into anything that is automated. So
it embarrasses me to say that, like, I know that I have my, you know, hobby project, mm-hmm. but I have enough other hobby projects that I have a Godbolt Terraform, like, personal Terraform setup that we might want to crib from.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to my GitHub, let's just have a quick look.
Oh, is it public?
It is, yes. And I, after me carefully going, I'm so sure there isn't anything in here that that needs to be done. It doesn't auto apply because I do it manually because, you know, I know when I made a change, but
right.
github.com /godbolt-terraform. Sorry for all the clicking noises. Yeah, there it is. And so in here is like Owlet. Oh, that's a deploy. That's the deployment thing. I'm wondering if do I have in here? I don't know if I do have a doodad, ACM certificates, JSB.
What's the name of this repo?
Has resources
Terraform?
And crap in it. It's got whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think this has root doodad because it kind of like JSB lives on bbc.godbolt.org and godbolt.org has long been adopted as Compiler Explorer's
yeah,
real
right.
domain. So it lives there really. Yeah, I don't think this has any root 53 stuff in it. Or blog. Aha! Hang on a second. So there's Xania.org.
Something like this, but I don't know if it's actually relevant.
CloudFront distribution has got all the crap for Xania.org, which is my blog. I don't know that this has got the DNS for it, though, which surprises me a little bit and embarrasses me also, because I don't, there I am touting like, hey, well, I did it. You're like, no, you didn't.
I've got something for this, for an old version. I have a recipe tracking website that I made called Tasty Penny, which is...
Again, with the hobby project, side project things, know? Right.
And I had a more sophisticated version of Tasty Penny that I was working on for a while, that had like an actual app server instead of just being a bunch of static content. And I still have the Terraform for that, and that used Route 53.
So do you want to just do some copy pasta and see if it looks near enough like we could just paste it as a subder into the TWASC?
Oh, you know what? I think I actually have a better one. Let me read this through this one. So Earth is Dead. You know my board game?
Oh, I thought it was a statement of fact.
Yes. No, that's... I clicked on the wrong button and now I've deleted the Earth. That's...
Oh, damn it.
Well, it was nice knowing you. Yeah. Yeah, no, my board game. So earthisdead.com, I have something for that. I don't know if I have an SSL cert.
Hey, that's cool. Ready, set, go. Oh.
Yeah, that was a friend of mine came up with that name. I was like, that's a good name.
It is.
Yeah, what is this?
How do the other Raiders... I mean, actually, the same thing could be asked of me, right? Like, how do the other Raiders feel about you, like, being... a Raidy that's kind of stolen the name for your own.
Well, you know, my last name is kind of made up anyway. My dad invented it.
Oh, so. Because most of them aren't, though. You know, most of them are clearly real.
Some of them are.
So, I mean, some of them are like, I think we talked about this before, like Taylor and
Baker.
And Fletcher Smith. And Smith and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but, you know, ultimately, it's all made up.
Yeah, everything is.
But yours is very specifically made up by recent history.
Made up.
Was it your grandpa or your dad?
My dad. I mean, dad. He just changed the spelling to be more Americanized. I say it's made up. It's like, you know, he changed it from R-A-D-I to R-A-D-Y.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but it's funny because there's this like business school out in San Diego that apparently was paid for or founded or whatever by somebody with coincidentally the same last name. And my brothers and I have got into the habit of collecting the swag from this business school because they have like stickers that say "I love Rady" and it's like all backpacks and all this other crazy banana stuff.
That's super cool. All right, anyway,
this is a huge tangent, but so what I'm seeing right now is I don't necessarily have any Terraform that we could drop in that would be exactly what we want. I definitely have a couple of things, and it sounds like you have a couple of things that would be like
close. 80%.
So maybe we could do it this way. I think so. Backing up a second, I think the big thing is that I have never done the transfer over to Route 53. So if we feel like we can actually set up, because like so my memory is fuzzy on this, and maybe you remember.
I don't even know if we need to transfer it, right? If who your current provider, they let you set the name servers. They don't have to be their own name servers. They can still be the registrar to start with. And all you need to do, is edit their name server record to point at the Route 53 once. Sorry, this is a terrible word for us to have to keep going back and forth on.
Okay, so let me look at... Okay, yeah. So right now, the name servers for...
Like can I see this?
ns1.hover.com and ns2.hover.com. And can I see that if I use a dig command?
I think so. I think that's how... You know, it'll take a while to propagate, but we could actually make that change. But we need to go into the Route 53 and at least copy over what you currently have, which we can either do manually or we can Terraform that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's start with Terraform. I like that idea. I don't even remember. Is the TWASC complement
do we have any Terraform
public
in it?
Or is it
private? Don't think it's public. I think it's private.
Okay. But you have access to it, right?
I do have access to it. All right. And I farted around making it all use poetry for the Python and all that stuff recently. Yeah. And we have assets and conf and tools. And, and the public directory, ironically, which of course is not actually... public in this instance. Yes.
That is the public part. The public directory is the part of that is actually like visible to the whole internet.
Open to the world because, you know.
Well, it is through the
website.
Because
we put stuff in It is. But yeah, like, importantly, it means, you know, when we put our... the reason why I think we shouldn't make it public is because that's where we do put our like episodes before we finished uploading them and fighting around with them and editing them and whatever.
Right.
Yeah, there's a although, lot in fairness, that's the same true on my blog post, but I don't blog quite as often as I used to. Like, once a year is now my cadence.
Yeah.
So why don't we make a Terraform directory there and just copy-paste in the main.tf and the terraform.tf or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
From some other project, you know, in the way that we do.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I have some makefile magic that I think I can steal to apply this stuff so we can make sure that the Terraform that's checked in is always representative of the real world, right? Like,
right.
You never want those things to be able to get out of sync. So
that is true. That is true. Do we have pre-commit hooks in? I'm a big fan of pre-commit hooks now, and I use dot pre-commit. Like we use it at work, and it would be cool to make it so that you can't even commit if it says, "Hey, you know." Oh no, that would be different because we want the CI to apply the Terraform.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice sort of credential management thing where it's like you don't have to have the AWS credentials. All you have to have is access to the repository, and the CI build is what holds the AWS credentials. So I'm not handing out like personal credentials from my personal AWS account to people.
Absolutely for certain. I think that's a very, very good thing to consider. But pragmatically, I have found that like it's very hard to test the Terraform config without actually applying it, and or like especially if you want to adopt existing things. So anyway,
yeah,
let's start from just getting it working at all.
Yeah,
Even manually, I would say. So let's make a directory or something.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, and let me grab this. Hopefully, I have some makefile magic I can throw into this thing.
Do we need the makefile magic? I mean, it doesn't do much. I mean, Terraform apply is what you want to type.
Well, yeah, but like installing Terraform as a tool and knowing what version you've got.
Oh, neat. Yeah, that's better.
I think I have this, and if I don't have this, I'm going to give up on it. But I think I actually just have this handy.
Terraform. I was going to say, yeah. I actually use Ozzy for this, which is our company's open source version of Ozzy, mm-hmm. which has Terraform as an example thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a possibility, but you've probably got Terraform on your path. Terraform is a bit subtle because you need to have the same version.
And yeah, so I have these like Terraform and Terraform init targets that install Terraform and initialize the.
Sounds perfect.
Deal.
Especially we're both on Linux, so it's not going to cause me no problem. We don't have to worry about like, oh, but what operating system?
Yeah,
and it'll get the right version and all that crap. So yeah.
Do you have a major allergy to just putting the Terraform file, like a single Terraform file, in the root of the repo because this will only really ever be like a couple of things? Or do you want to make a Terraform directory and put?
I would make a Terraform directory because it's one extra command mukdir.
That works for me. That works. All right.
And especially as Terraform is like, it sort of globs the directory it's running in to get all the .tf files. It's like the... Anyway, let's do it now.
No, I'm down with that. Okay.
Sorry.
So I you'll be able to see this in a minute when I commit it, but just to explain
it to
you.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, like, this is...
I'm making
do this
a,
through the medium of...
through the medium of sound.
Speaking.
Uh-huh. So I have a Terraform variable, a makefile variable... That
like
is gonna...
dollar open squigglies Terraform shout caps, no doubt.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
We could share a screen, but it's more fun to do it this way.
Yes. Okay. So I have that, and that depends on a tools home. Dollar a parens cool curter /.tools. I have a little dot file directory that holds all of the tool installations.
That's a nice subtle thing that actually curder is the right thing to use in makefiles because mm-hmm. I've used pwd so many times some other thing, and it's like it works by coincidence most mm-hmm. of the time, but it's a sharp edge ready to cut your knees off when you do make-c or whatever. I can't even remember what breaks it under, but like now I've just learned.
Yeah, just curder is the right thing.
Cool.
Okay, and then I have a Terraform version variable just to make it specifically called out as like, yeah, this is the version we're using. And then I have this Terraform variable which points to the executable, and you know, because HashiCorp is HashiCorp, all of their tools are super easy to install with just
because they are just static executable you curl and put somewhere, and then schmod or it's unzip just the or best whatever it is.
Thing ever. I just wish everything. It is. In the
this
world
is. Yeah, we've
like
talked
that.
About this before as being like a killer feature of Go, for example, which I think they're using.
Yeah.
And for our tool, actually, so we did you see that we open sourced RPy?
No, RPY, I think I missed that.
Yeah. So we, you know, it is a read the nearest quote nearest. pyproject.toml, and then there's a little stanza in there that says, no, this is the right Python to use. Like, this is the right thing to do beforehand. So, like, for example, you can put a stanza that says, hey, before you run Python, do make deps in this root directory where you found the pyproject. And then effectively it just means, like, I can go into any project and it's rpy splash space and then whatever. But anyway, the whole it's a simple but cool tool, but we did it in Rust, and it's relatively straightforward to make that static as well. Relatively straightforward. So that was a nice find recently. So you can just curl rpy down. And also Rizzy, I think, is the other thing we've open sourced, which is another Rust thing that's similarly, we just want that, just copy the binary and it works feel.
Nice.
And that's all HashiCorp and Go's sort of like pushing us in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good
stuff. Is my rambling covered enough while you're frantically tapping away there?
Yeah, that's good.
You don't have an offensive keyboard, incidentally. I feel like when I... Or maybe it's just Google is doing its amazing filtering of like non-sound.
It might
non-human sound.
Yeah, when you come back and edit this podcast later, you're going to be like, why is this just 90% typing?
Right. So we are just agreed that instead of us recording a podcast episode, this is the episode now.
Yes.
I guess so. Hey, everybody. This is our podcast. I guess we kind of started recording and yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see if this ever sees the light of day.
Right. We're boring the heck out of people as we like do our debugs. But it's like listening in a pairing session, I guess.
Yeah.
Of a sort.
Okay, so I got...
I'm going to make you write tests for this Terraform.
You know, that would actually be a really interesting exercise, is trying to write tests for Terraform. I've written tests for SQL before. That was a fun project.
Oh, my God.
I've written tests for Bash. We should do an episode on
we should
on
do
my
an,
testing
we talked
approach
about that.
For Bash.
Yeah, it's in the list, isn't it, about testing Bash. Although it's... There's a number... Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be interested in the Terraform test type stuff.
Yeah.
I definitely use Terraform validate in some of my pre-commit hooks to make sure that, like, it's at least syntactically valid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's Terraform format that sort of makes it canonical formatting. Anyway.
Okay, so I think I gotta change something here because I'm running my target and it says nothing to be done. So I usually
do
when
you have,
I troubleshoot
if you,
this,
if you, you haven't made it dot phony, have you? Or have you made it dot phony? Because
oh
if you haven't
God,
made
I
it dot phony,
it.
You have a Terraform directory and that's what it thinks is up to date. It's like, yeah, I got a Terraform directory. You did make Terraform, and it's like, yep, got that.
Yeah, well. I don't think that's it, but I did not.
That's caught
I did
me
not
out before now,
them,
where
I did
a directory
not make
that...
them. Yes, I mean that's I just like well, I'm gonna okay. I'm just gonna do this because there is no the target I'm trying to run is called infra, and there is no infra directory.
Oh, okay.
But
right.
I'm gonna make it phony just to no. That's not it. Yeah,
it's not gonna be that. But like it was worth checking out. But that
Terraform init. I think the problem here is I have like an undefined target. So basically, like Terraform init. Yes, mm-hmm. That's totally what it is. So I had a target that I was referencing by a variable name. So it's $parens terraform init. And the intention of that is it's going to be the directory that Terraform initializes itself into. But I hadn't declared that variable. So I think it was just blank.
Empty.
So it's like, yes. So then make was like, I'm not going to make an empty thing. So it does nothing. But I also need to do curdr / terraform dot terraform because we want to put this in a terraform subdirectory.
I think so. And then we can hide all the squirrel away all the dot files and crap in there.
And
as
I think what that also means is that I need to do a CD in my terraform init target before I and because it's make, you can't do that on two separate lines, right?
No, let me just have a look. Does terraform has a dash chdir equals?
Okay.
So you can use that instead. So a bit like make -C or ninja -C, where you're like, hey, I'm running you, but don't run here, run there. It might make more sense to use that. Dash it's nicer because it doesn't need to use subcommands.
Do I need to make the directory first?
Sorry?
Do I need to make the directory first?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It literally is like, hey, you're going to CD into that directory first. But okay. It means you don't have to do the thing on one line.
Yeah. Right?
Which is essentially a subshell and make doesn't know it. It just sort of executes it in the whatever the prevailing shell is and says, hey, you do this.
Okay. So yeah.
Which is almost always shirt or bash. But for example, fish doesn't support that kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
Even though I love it dearly.
Okay. Yes. So I missed a target. No rule to make target source2's complement dot tools. So I defined that tools directory, but I never made a target to create it.
To create it.
Yes. So I got to grab that target, which is a very simple target. What you're doing here target. Is
kind of working it backwards from like, I need this thing. So, and mm-hmm. then, but you haven't actually told it how to make that thing yet.
Exactly.
The glory of makefiles. Right.
Exactly. Okay. So now I have a tools home target, which is just makedir-p dollar at. So it's like, you know, just right. make the thing that you wanted.
Make the thing that you said I needed to
yeah.
be.
Yeah. Okay. So I ran that and it installed Terraform and unpacked it to the tools directory. And then it initialized Terraform in an empty directory. So now I would expect to see a Terraform directory, and I do. And
fabulous.
Inside of that Terraform directory, I would expect to see a dot Terraform directory, and I don't. Oh, because okay. it says you have no Terraform files.
Yeah, you need to make a main.tf or just anything in there. Let's just create any old thing.
Yes.
While we're thinking about it, I know there are various lock files and other nonsense, some of which need to be checked in and some of which don't need to be checked in. And I can never remember which ones are which.
I think this project that I have has a gitignore that
has
will...
Exactly. Thank you. That's what I was asking, basically, is do you have something we can copy?
Yeah. All right. Let me try this again. And we're going to see how good this make setup is if it knows to do the right thing, because I've already created some of these directories,
but not
and
all
so it might
right.
do nothing. Infra. All right, Terraform has been successfully initialized. So now if I go into Terraform and I have my main.tf, I still do not have a Terraform directory?
A dot Terraform directory.
A dot Terraform directory?
What is the dot Terraform directory for?
So that is going to be Terraform init. So when I run Terraform init, I'm expecting it to create a dot Terraform directory.
Has it created it in the root? Did he do the dot chdir equals?
No, yeah, I have it. Terraform init is curdir/terraform/.terraform. Am I just... not looking at this correctly. Maybe it's like because there's nothing to do, because there's nothing in the main.tf, it just doesn't bother to create it?
Yeah, almost certainly. It doesn't know what versions of anything to pull down. Because the main thing it puts in there is all the plugins that are going to be like, here's the AWS provider, and here's the whatever provider.
Okay,
so
let's do a very minimal thing in there then.
Yeah. The most you're going to need to have the Terraform thing, and you need to have the state management.
Yes.
The thing that says this is where the state lives, which should probably be another bucket somewhere, like it always is in my world.
Yeah, definitely the best way to do that is with you store it in a bucket. I have sort of gotten away with not doing that in cases, but that's not the best. All right,
if you're gonna have to solve the credentials problem anyway for like me being able to apply this, then
yes. I mean, at this point, I'm just trying to get to something where we can test this intersubjectively, where I'm going to commit this and push it,
and then
you can
I'm
pull
it
down
it, and
do the same
pull it
thing
down,
and make sure that I didn't
which
screw anything
has
up.
A credentials sort of caveat, but for what it's worth. I think I have AWS credentials. I'm going to have to take a look.
Well, if all I'm doing... I mean, we're going to have to solve that problem eventually, but if all I'm doing is just trying to initialize this directory...
Then that will be intersubjective.
You can just hopefully just do that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, installing the backend, installing provider plugins.
Love it.
Finding HashiCorp AWS versions matching blah, installing AWS matching blah. And now inside of the Terraform directory, I do.
Drum roll.
I have a dot Terraform
so
directory and I have that lock file that you were talking about. So let me go take a look at this gitignore and see what I did, at least in here. So in here, I am ignoring bunch of things. I'm ignoring the .tools directory, which makes sense. I don't want to check in any of these tools.
Although, ironically, we could actually, because we both are on Linux, we could just check in Terraform.
You could. That would
solve that whole thing. But you've done a nice thing for downloading it and changing it and upgrading it and all that stuff, so let's keep it.
All right. And then I want to say terraform.tf state. I've got an AWS thing in here. I don't think I need that. Terraform. And then we're not doing anything with Terraform plan. So, yeah. So the three gitignores I'm adding are the .tools directory, terraform/. Do I need that one? I was going to say terraform/tf state, but I don't actually think I need that yet. I'm not going to put that in. And then terraform/.terraform, which will be that Terraform initialize directory. And I think...
I'm just looking at my own.
Yeah, I got
the whole .terraform directory is all I've ignored mine. And there is a .terraform.log.hcl, which I've accidentally been checking in, which probably I don't need to. We should maybe have to Google that.
No, I actually think you are supposed to check in the lock file.
Because it's like a lock file for when you do an upgrade. Yeah. Okay, then that's fine. The .terraform.lock.hcl is like a standard that is when it's solved the constraints. You want everyone to be agreeing on what version.
Yes, I have that file locked into checked into my other project, so I think that's correct. Okay, so I think I've got to the point now where I can push this.
All right.
And you can give it a try. So let me say skeleton terraform config with make target. With infra make target. And, you know, we can rename this later, but this is what I got right now. Okay. So that's pushed.
All right. Git pull. I see some things. Type make. And there's nothing in the list because you didn't add the help.
No, I didn't.
Bad person.
It's not. So it's not cool enough for that list yet.
And I'm going to do make. What should you suggest? Make Terraform.
Make infra.
Make infra.
Yeah, that's infra. Like I said. We're going to have to rename that later, and that's probably not even going to be we're going to need a make plan and a make apply, Terraform plan, Terraform apply. I think would be good targets, but they're going to have base things. That sort of maybe did do something?
It archived terraform.zip and inflated it, made a terraform subdirectory, which I guess we don't need to make it. You know, that makedir is probably unnecessary because
I got the main file in there. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
perfect.
That's the whole point of that. But yeah, so we can get rid of that. It says initializing the backend, initializing provider plugins, Terraform has been successfully initialized. Everything, quote, just worked.
Awesome.
You may now begin working with Terraform, it tells me. So now we're inside that Terraform directory. I could do Terraform plan, and it should do absolutely nothing. I know you want to do makefile nonsense, but I'm old school. I'm just going to go in there. No changes. Your infrastructure matches the configuration. That is the no infrastructure correctly matches the no configuration. Hooray!
Cool. All right. I'm going to do a very small commit to remove that unnecessary makedir.
I'll allow it.
But that requires that I spell unnecessary correctly, so I'm just going to say unneeded.
Yeah. That's a pragmatic solution to the problem.
Okay. All right, I'll push that.
Oh, boy, my laptop fan has just kicked on, so when I edit this, I'm going to have a big old hiss in the background.
No.
Sorry, listener.
Okay.
I'm sorry, listener, also that you maybe are expecting a podcast and instead you're hearing this debugging session.
We should just call this episode Yak Shaving. That's what.
Yeah. All right. So,
all right.
The next thing that might be useful to do is either we set up the Terraform state storage.
Mm-hmm.
And then work out credentials, which is a pain because I'll have then, God knows how hard it is to do AWS credentials, especially when we're kind of up against the clock. We've got about 15 minutes on my calendar before I'm supposed to be doing something else, but I can probably ignore that. Or we just don't worry about the intersubjectivity of the next bit and get the Route 53 stuff done with your own credentials on your machine so that we know that in principle it's going to work and then see where we get out from there.
Yeah, that's a place to start, because I guess if this is going to be really onerous, there's a chance we might just want to bail on automating this entirely, right? And just be like, you know what, we're just going to do this one in the console because I'm not going to spend 20 hours getting this right.
I don't think it's going to be that bad though. Let me go. So if we go to Compiler Explorer, infra Terraform. So there's a billion T files in here. One of which is there a root53.tf? Yes. Aha. So I have
okay.
a root53 we can copy from. And let me just, I will send you the link. Oh, and I've just hit my microphone.
Oh, wait a second. Don't we want to do like a Terraform import?
You can, but it doesn't, it just says now I manage that resource.
Oh.
It doesn't, but what I typically do is I import the resource. So you have to make an empty resource. And then you import it, and then you do Terraform plan. It says, oh, I would delete all of these things. You're like, great. Those are the things I'm going to put into the stanza in the TV. So you can definitely do it.
Okay.
It's pretty straightforward, though.
So I hear what you're saying. Like, let's just get the Route 53 stuff in there because it's new and worry about everything else later.
I think so. Yes. We can definitely import the bucket and stuff, and that's a pretty straightforward thing to do. But we're going to need to be able to store the Terraform state first and foremost, and then the root53 stuff we can just add and apply, and then you should be able to refresh the console and go, this looks good, and then we should be able to dig at root53 or whatever it is
and see that they're there,
and then maybe that's where we can...
I mean, we could just do local state for now, and then we can move it into a bucket later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how easy moving it is, but I think it's fine.
I think it's just... I feel like I've done this once already, but...
But I mean, it should be straightforward. Like, hang on, let me just see what my own crap is. Main.tf, backend, S3, key, bucket. That's all it is. It's just a backend and then a bucket name, which can be something we'll call like, you know, infra.twoscomplement.org.
Mm-hmm.
Just a region and a key, and then we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's in the Terraform stanza.
Yes.
So I'm going to paste this into... Oh my god, I don't even know where to paste it into. Discord?
Yeah, that's probably the best place.
And so that is what I have in the... I mean, obviously, it's open source, so you can grab it. So you already put a provider in there for AWS, have you? Or have you not?
No, that's in there. Although the version that you're using is way newer than the version that I have. So I should update that.
But I mean, that's unimportant, really.
Well, now is the time to do it. It's not getting any easier than
grab the latest version.
You know?
Yeah. And then that is what I have for like the provider block above that. And that's kind of like my main.tf. That says like the, hey, this is all the versions. This is the whatevers. And this is where I want you to store your state.
Got it.
And I think that's all it took. I think. Now, I think there's something you can do with DynamoDB for locking and all that kind of crap. But I haven't done that.
No, I see what you're saying there. So do you have another piece of Terraform somewhere that's actually creating that bucket?
No. The back end knows how to do that. That's like, you know, otherwise you've got a chicken and egg situation. How do you create the bucket where it's going to store its state before you've stored the state to be able to create the bucket? So,
okay.
So I think you can just put anything in there.
All right.
In fact, we already have the bucket, actually, as it happens. We can just use the existing bucket. Although, no, we don't want to put the TF state there because it actually goes to a website. So let's not do that.
Yeah. I can't do that. So so bucket
state dot
something
like, twoscomplement.org can be the name of the bucket. This is cool. If it works.
If it works.
Retrospectively, it'll be cool. But right now, it might just be, as you say, another yak.
Okay.
We shaved this yak, and then inside the yak was another yak. It's like Russian yaks.
The stack
Russian
of yaks.
Doll yaks. A yak stack.
All right.
Oh boy.
And then I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna wantonly steal from this example that you have because it's, I think, probably better.
That, my friend, is what it's all about.
Meant. Which I've typed enough times to be able to spell correctly. Okay. Okay. All right. So now, if I run this, I would almost expect a credential error because I don't think I have any. I tend to not just throw global credentials into like my Bash RC or anything like that. And I actually really kind of don't like the fact that the AWS client will discover credentials that you put in your, you know, home directory. So I don't really like having a default profile
there. There are some actually like AWS sudo, as in S-U-D-O sudo, not sudo as in P-S-U-E-D-O.
Mm-hmm.
Like, scripts and things you can get, which kind of make it so you can run a shell as this set of credentials, which is kind of a nice way of doing it. Effectively, it's just a canonified way of setting all those horrendous environment variables. But it also, some of them will support the things where you need to log in as yourself and then effectively change role to like developer and there's that kind of stuff. But right now, yeah, whatever you want to do, you can export some credential files. I typically do use the horrible global variable pattern, which is nasty, but I have them. I have different credentials for different projects and I specify the credentials with the one environment variable that says, no, these are the ones I mean this time.
Yeah. Okay, so unfortunately, I don't think I've made this makefile quite mature enough to where it will detect changes to the TF and rebuild, which I think I have in another. Well, that's
typically I make those things like if it's a phony target. So it's not that there are changes. It's because like who knows? The thing is that Terraform, there are two sources of changes in Terraform. One is in the .tf file that you edited, and the other one is some clown changed it on the console, and you want to make sure that actually you apply that.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so I need to change.
So don't worry about that for now. We can.
No, I got this. So I'm going to change that info for target to. Actually, I'm just going to leave it the way it is, and then I'm going to make the Terraform apply target. Phony. Or probably Terraform plan to start a target that's going to be phony. Yeah, this is what we want to do. And then this is just going to depend. I am going to get rid of the info target and replace it with the real one.
All right.
But it's plan. That's what I want, is Terraform plan. And then I just want to see the plan, right? Which should be nothing initially. Okay. So then we're going to do that. And then I'm going to use my variable name for the Terraform executable instead of trying to guess what it might
raw,
be.
Naked Terraform. You're much. See, I'd be in there just typing Terraform and then I'd do the makefile afterwards. This is quite. I'm interested in how your process, how rigorous you're actually saying. No, I never want to know.
Yeah, I kind of like. Right or wrong. I don't know. I've just done this enough times where it's like I just really like the result from it because it's like there's a very high probability that when I get to the end of this, it will actually just work. Whereas if I sort of go back and try to do this after the fact, like because you didn't build it up interactively and you never had a chance to verify each step, because the nature of make is this sort of like, you know, branching tree of dependent tasks. If you haven't actually walked that tree one branch at a time and make sure that each one worked, then you tend to wind up in these situations where it like mostly works, except this situation. But anyway, I digress. So if make Terraform plan, what the hell does it do? No configuration files. Right, because I didn't use the
-chdir.
Yeah.
You can bake that into the Terraform command if you're being really horrible.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I don't, you know, as in the variable Terraform that's like, hey, run the Terraform in the way that I need you to run Terraform, rather than being the executable is Terraform space -chdir, which is kind of naughty, but nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm getting backend initialization required. Please run Terraform init. So my guess is that because I've already initialized this once with the wrong backend, it's now complaining.
It needs to be reinitialized. This
so
is,
I'm going
to
do
so
the thing.
Honestly,
that we
I've
said.
Had enough of these problems where I. This is one of the reasons why I haven't driven a lot of the Terraform by make, because this, like, knowing the subtleties of when you need to do the reinit and is hard. So often you end up with makefiles that always reinit all the time, and then that's painful. It means like the first 25 lines of every time you do a make thing is it reinitializing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've definitely gotten this pretty solid on some of the other projects that I've done, so I'm not worried about that.
This,
I'm just going to delete the directory and rebuild it. Because once you get that backend right, it should be pretty stable. But now I'm getting a different thing, which is unsupported
.terraform directory,
core version. Which is why do you... This configuration...
What version of Terraform
do you have? Probably like an ancient one compared to what you were using. I have it set at 1.0.11.
Let me have a look. I am on 1.3.2.
1.3.2. Well, I will change...
The latest version is 1.3.7, though, so why the hell wouldn't we...
1.3.7.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay, so now this is another great exercise.
And here's the funny thing. Like, when you check this in, if I try and test it, I can actually make a .ozzy.yaml... in that directory to point it at version 1.3.7 just for when I'm running in that directory, which is just me saying Aussie's pretty cool too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're rewriting Aussie in Rust as well for anyone who's actually using it.
I really like that idea, by the way.
Anyway, sorry, we're getting all up in the confusion.
Okay, so I ran make Terraform plan. It installed the new version of Terraform automatically, which was cool. And now it's saying error configuring S3 backend, no valid credential, which is the error that I expected to see. Awesome.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So now I can go and...
I wonder, you know, if you can specify where the credentials are expected to be.
Yes.
And then you can say, well, and then we can ignore them, and then we can make it so that there's a makefile target that says, you know, you need to go get the credentials from exogenous place mm-hmm. and put them here.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll all be, like, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I can't believe this is a lot of effort for, like, well, we could just, you could just paste it into Discord and I could type it in.
Oh, man.
But that's how we go. That's how we roll.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think I'm going to, I think I might do that. Because I actually have another example of doing that in a different project.
Oh, even better.
Where I say, AWS shared credentials file, I think is the name of the environment variable.
Nice.
And so, and then I have a make target that is just that file, and the, it just prints out like, hey, you need to.
Yeah, I can't make this file because...
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. So I'm going to do that.
Do we have Vault? We can make a Vault and then... No, 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 we're right. Okay, oh, my God. Right, we're done here.
The yaks. The yaks are stacking.
Yaks are stacking up. One pass.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, I'm going to grab that. And then... AWS shared credentials file is that. And then... this needs to be exported. And that's why we had that .aws directory in the ignore, because that is where it's storing the credentials. So I will add that again, because I absolutely positively do not want to check these credentials into
Git
into under any circumstances.
I think something will alert you pretty quickly to it, but it's not worth testing it.
Yeah, let's not find out
there is,
the hard
actually,
way.
Actually, there's a pre-commit hook for this. So if we do set up pre-commit, as in the Python pre-commit thing, one of the hooks is, you know, it has an obvious look for like mm-hmm. API looking keys and says, no, you probably didn't want to do that, mm-hmm. which is nice.
Okay. So then I would assume that I want my Terraform init to depend on this AWS shared credentials file, because otherwise Terraform's not going to be able to do very much for you. And mm-hmm. then hopefully if I run this again, I should see... something else. What the hell did it just do? Overriding recipe. Oh, do I? Did I?
Done a typo or a braino?
What did
you got two recipes with the same
name?
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's what's going on here.
I'm How hungry.
Did I do that. oh, we have this already. This is already in the makefile already.
Oh, get out.
We did this.
I'm gonna. I've lost my mouse pointer. There it is.
We totally did
I'm
this.
I'm sitting funny because I'm trying to keep my mouth near the microphone, but it means that now I'm...
AWS shared credentials file is already in here. We did this already for something else. Okay, awesome. What if I just use that? Yes.
What?
You must get credentials and save them here.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, because that's how we tested some of... I'm sure.
Yeah.
Config file.
It's like line 29 in the makefile.
I don't have that, which is fine.
How do you not
but,
have that?
Credentials. You must get credentials from Google Drive and save them in blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that.
Look at that. Look at that. Ben Rady is a clever person, so I'm going to go to Google Drive and go get them right now.
About that. Did I put them there? Maybe I did put them there. I think I put them there.
Anyway, you worry about that. I'm going to get them.
Yeah.
And then we can do an intersubjective test at the end of this,
yes,
this all.
I like
and
this.
Pat ourselves on the back and say, uh-huh. hey, we were cleverer than we thought.
Yeah. I would infer, I have zero memory of anything that I've ever done, but I would infer from this hint that I left my future self that I made some twos complement specific credentials.
There's a credentials directory in the shared G drive where we steal
goodness.
All this stuff.
Look at me.
There it is. AWS December the 14th, 2020 by Ben Rady.
Wonderful.
Esquire.
Wonderful.
I'm going to download those credentials right now.
Yes.
And I'm going to move them into place. Mukdir.aws.
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar.
I'm actually going to do that too, because I don't even know that I have a copy of those credentials, luckily.
Oh, that's not... I just typed VI instead of MV. That is just how stupid I am. Okay, make credentials. Nothing to be done for credentials. Look at that. Okay, how would I test that they work?
Well, what are they used in?
AWS shared credentials file, credentials, credentials.
I guess it's an environment variable, so it's going to get used by, like, if you did a deploy, which maybe you don't want to do, but that would be one way to test. I guess you could try to do, like, an S3 LS.
But I'd have to hack that in because it would need to set the things.
Yeah.
No worries. Anyway, I'm going to quickly... I will locally hack that just so that I can do it, just to see that we aren't going to fail while you try and get the next step done.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no, we have a website info. Okay, put bucket, create bucket. Oh, no. I thought we had an LS.
I mean, really, like, the test target
list
should
bucket.
Do this.
There we are. Make
you should put
list
it in
bucket.
The test target.
Make list bucket. And it works. So...
Oh, list bucket. Yeah,
I have, duh. Okay. Yeah, we've done this already.
Wonderful.
It's
all coming
honestly,
back
the pair
to us,
of us.
Now.
Oh my God.
Dear
listener, we are not the smartest, it turns out.
Programming is a detective novel where you are both the detective and the murderer.
So very true, my friend. All right, what we got going on now then? You're just about to check in the thing that points the Terraform config at this pre-existing configuration, having made it also our Terraform init depend upon the credentials in the makefile.
Mm-hmm. I'm still having trouble. Where is it's two's complement? Is that where the credentials are? Venerating two's complement. I haven't found the credentials yet.
Oh, it's in the two's complement drive under credentials. Credentials AWS.
Ouch.
I will paste a link to you right now in the chat, which says chat with everyone.
Yes, I found it.
You found it. All right.
Wonderful. Okay.
I don't even know what that is, credentials, but I'm going to use it now to find all your secret projects.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I had completely lost track of the fact that the two's complement drive was a drive you shared with me. I was looking at my own folders and I couldn't find it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's me, that is.
Okay, cool. So download it there. And now...
I see. So you were waiting to get your own credentials.
Yeah, I just want to check to see if this actually works because I haven't tried it. Make dir AWS and then copy from downloads credentials to here. And I'm just going to take a look at this thing real quick to make sure that it is the credentials that I expect it to be.
Let me have a look.
Nope, I don't, because I put it in the wrong directory.
Can you just read out the secret access key to me?
Right, yep.
To check?
Yep. It is, no, I'm not going to do that joke. All right.
You're not even going to do it.
All right, cool. Yes, that looks very reasonable. So now I should be able to do the same thing that you just did and say list bucket.
Make list bucket.
And that worked. Awesome.
Yay.
So now if I do make Terraform plan. Okay. So
now,
if I get Terraform.
These credentials may not have the right permissions to do whatever, but.
So when
it worked.
I do this, it says S3 bucket does not exist.
Okay. Maybe we do need to create this and then maybe permissions things about that for the state.
I mean, it would be very convenient if we could store these things in the same bucket. So one yak that. Oh my God, the yaks. The yak that I would that the programmer in me wants to shave right now is moving the public content into a sub key.
Yeah.
So that we can store other stuff in this bucket safely. But I don't want to do that right now.
Buckets are free. Buckets are absolutely free, and it's much, much safer to have a top level bucket thing and just say this is it can't even be public.
Yeah.
So I have no problems with you going into the console for this one task.
Yep. Yep.
If that's what it takes. I'm sorry, I did think it could create them, but maybe...
I mean, maybe there is a way. I would expect it to be able to do it, but maybe not.
So, right. Dear listener as well, if you're not sure what we're talking about here, so Terraform is a way, and I'm going to pad this while Ben fiddles around setting it up, right? Terraform takes a textual description of the infrastructure and assets you would like to exist, and it makes sure that they are created, which is wonderful. It can make EC2 instances. It can make anything Google Cloud, any kind of cloud provider. It can make all the resources that live in there. But it needs some external state because it needs to be able to map something that you locally have called this bucket to the identifier that Amazon calls that bucket, which will be some horrific ARN, some giant long name for it that uniquely identifies the resource in Amazon's world or Google's world or whatever. And so there is a state file which says, this is what the code says it is, and this is what it got created as on the remote end. So that I can, when you then make apply again, it doesn't try and create another bucket. It goes, no, I already have that bucket. And then it can query that bucket and say, does it have the parameters that I expect it to have? And it can make a modification instead. So that's what this state file is. And it has to live outside of, well, it's better if it lives outside of source control, because if you've got multiple people changing it and applying in different locations, then you have this kind of like race condition where until you've checked it in, the state is not valid for the other person.
Perfect.
Have we have I sufficiently padded to get
yes,
to this?
Yes, and I realized that I'm going to have to use a slightly different approach for... Okay, right, of course, I have to add access to this bucket. I created the bucket. The backend attempted to initialize and it got an access error, which makes sense because I haven't actually...
We don't know quite what the credentials... I don't know what you did with these credentials in terms of like the creation.
No,
this is the perennial problem of like, how do you grant the grantor?
Yes. I think I have some tradecraft on this that I can pull into this, but I'm not going to shave that yak right now. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go into this user...
And just say, hey, you can do the thing.
Yeah. Where the hell is this user?
Oh, the IAM thing is a pain to...
I clicked on user groups instead of users. I'm like, where are all my users?
Oh, there you are. That'll be why.
No, this is... Yes. Oh, interesting. You want to guess what the name of this user is?
This is fun. Whose compliment would be my guess, but I
incorrect.
Remember,
what is the name of this user?
What is it? It's something about argument that we had some other name.
Constant arguments, which was
constant arguments, which was. So anyone who's made it this far into the episode gets a little bonus treat of learning what this podcast might have been called, which was constant arguments. How funny!
Oh my god, so funny. Okay. Attached existing policies, and we're gonna go S3. I'll come back later and I will create a custom policy
So what Ben is doing is granting the user for which these credentials allows us to log in as or effectively access Amazon as, it's granting it the rights to a separate bucket which won't be publicly available, unlike the website, so that Ben and I can store this state somewhere.
So next error, failed to query available provider packages. Could not retrieve the list of available versions from provider AWS HashiCorp. Locked provider does not match constraint.
Oh, that sounds like another...
So I have reinitialized Terraform, and I'm still getting this error.
If you do Terraform dash init dash update, I think is the other thing, which allows it to bring things forward.
Okay,
I think.
Okay.
Give it a go. This is now we're into hand-waving magical voodoo.
Init.
I'm trying to do the same.
So dash update?
I think so. Upgrade. Dash dash upgrade.
Upgrade.
No, that's not right. Oh, no, hang on. Init.
Because I could just blow away the lock file because there's nothing useful in there yet.
That's possible, yeah. You want to give that a go?
Yeah.
Terraform init dash dash upgrade will allow it to do that.
Oh, well, if that is what it does, I'd rather use that. So let's try that.
Okay, we'll give it a go. Did it make any difference?
It's working.
Okay.
Installing.
So now it'll
make
the lock
AWS.
File better.
Yep. Exactly.
But the thing is about that dot dash 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 upgrade is you don't want to check that in as being something because it will just keep pushing everything forward all the time.
Okay. Good point.
I think. Because it would have updated. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
So we have a new lock file, which I'm assuming contains our information about the bucket. And I'm just going to take a look at that real fast. I guess it's just the registry, AWS. Registry. What actually contains the information about the bucket? It's the main, of course. That's what you put in the main.tf file. you put the name of the bucket. Awesome. All right, so I think that actually worked. So I think we're finally at the point now where I can commit this, and you can give it a try.
All right, I am just... Which version did you do? 137, I think, of Terraform, right?
137, yeah.
Okay, I am just adding a .ozzy.yaml into the two's complement thing so that I will...
Yeah. Terraform, no, that's cool.
Dash dash version.
Let me make sure I'm not doing
installing Terraform 1.3. Oh, no, wait a second. Sorry, no. It manages Terraform itself, doesn't it? Sorry. No. Oh, yeah, I don't need to do this because you're doing it in the makefile. That's the whole point
right.
of it.
Right. I mean...
Though that said, it's convenient to be able to type...
I had kind of assumed that you wanted to just be able to run arbitrary Terraform commands in addition to the intersubjective stuff that lives in the makefile.
All right.
So I have no heartburn at all about it putting a right, well, Ozzy file in there.
Yeah, right,
but
as well. All right. Right. Have you checked this in?
I'm about to. Adding configuration for
you're spending
Terraform.
Far too long on the thinking carefully about the checking comment for us. I know it's a good it's best practice to have a decent checking comment, and you very
right.
rarely
pushed.
Okay.
Give that
okay,
a
so
give
I
that
just
a
push the Aussie YAML as well.
Cool.
Okay, so I'm gonna do make Terraform plan. It's inflating a new version of Terraform. It's initializing the provider plugins. It says it's reusing previous versions of some things, but installing some newer things of other things. And your infrastructure matches the configuration.
Yay!
Awesome!
We accomplished
right.
nothing.
We've successfully done nothing. But it does mean that we should now be able to literally, quote,
yeah.
just type a tiny bit, make a root53.tf or something in that directory.
Yep.
I'm going to try that right now.
Okay.
I think I actually
need to bounce here in a couple of minutes, but I want to see what you do. Do your thing, and then
okay.
we'll see what happens.
I'm literally going to copy infra from Compiler Explorer Terraform root53.tf into the Terraform directory, and then I'm going to vi it, and I'm going to destroy everything that's in it other than module zone ID. Ah, no, we have to get zone IDs
right.
and other things.
Plus, the user doesn't have permissions to do any of this stuff anyway. So we're
right then, we are done for now.
Yep.
I think. Well, we have successfully done nothing. We did not solve the original problem in any meaningful way. We haven't even solved the simplified version of the problem, where it's like we're not going to get it to resolve. First of all, we're just going to set up AWS so it's ready to resolve.
Uh huh.
But we have got a really shiny little place to put that change when we get it.
Yep.
So
cool.
It could be worse. So yeah, all right. Then I think we should quit while we're not behind
uh-huh.
any further.
Right, before we create more work for us to do.
Right. But just to summarize, we have a place to hang future infrastructural changes that should be straightforward. We've got to sort out some permissioning problems with the user so we can create a Root53 thing. We're going to have to actually make a Root53 zone, which should be pretty straightforward. I have got that. So the Compiler Explorer stuff is in a module because I have multiple domains, and so I set them all up the same with the module, which is cool stuff, but unnecessarily complicated for what we need. Then we can, with a zone, which will be the two's complement org, we can add some records, one of which will be, this is an alias record, I think is what
yes,
they call it, to the CloudFront thing, which we can also bring in, and then we can just actually point them to each other. And Terraform import it, and then it's like, hey, I mean that CloudFront ID. I don't even need to know what it is. It's just the one that's defined and declared over here. And then once that's all applied and affixed, we can change your DNS at your current provider mm-hmm. to say the name servers are Amazon's one, and it will just work.
Yes.
And then finally, I can curl HTTPS to scumbleman.org or discover that the certificate doesn't work for that. All right, friend.
Well, this was a fun adventure.
This was an adventure, and this will be a fun one to edit. I think this one will be the least edited ever, so and it'll just be as it came out. So apologies to our listener for the lack of of us sounding more intelligent than we are, which is normally how I try to edit it.
Perfect. I love it.
All right.
Cool.
All right. Until next time, my friend.
Until next time.
You've been listening to Two's Compliment, programming podcast by Ben Rady and Matt Godbolt. Find the show transcript and notes at www.twoscompliment.org. Contact us on Mastodon. We are at twoscompliment@hackyderm.io. Our theme music is by Inverse Phase. Find out more at inversephase.com.